Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 69 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Vance Bolter will now face federal charges, ABC News has learned. He's accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses over the weekend, killing the former Minnesota House Speaker and her husband. Authorities arrested him late yesterday. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
His friend and roommate says Bolter recently faced financial struggles while trying to realize his dream of owning a private security company and texted him Saturday that he had made some choices and might be dead soon. Bolter spent time as a preacher, his roommate saying he became less cheerful after a missionary trip to Africa in 2023.
Eight people were killed in Israel overnight after Iranian strikes, according to Israeli emergency services. Five were killed near Tel Aviv and three were killed in Haifa. It comes after Israel's widespread attack last week on Iran's military and nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News. The case that pits Harvard University against the Trump administration is in court today. A federal judge in Boston is being asked to consider a preliminary injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to keep foreign students from attending that Ivy League school. And it's not the only courtroom in action today. Jury deliberations are underway in the retrial of Karen Reed, accused of killing her Boston police officer boyfriend in 2022, and the racketeering and sex trafficking trial of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs begins a sixth week today. This morning, a juror was dismissed. ABC's Aaron Katursky, outside the court in New York, says there was a discrepancy in where the juror said he lived.
And the judge said that raised broader questions about his candor and whether he made a deliberate attempt to try and get himself seated onto the jury for this particular trial. And he said that could not stand.
Prosecutors have said they expect to rest their case as soon as Wednesday. Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a wet 70 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy and muggy conditions this afternoon, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, variably cloudy and sticky with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late, a low of 65. And Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible with a high of 83. In Richland Center, it is 70 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Good afternoon. It's 71 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The suspect in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses and the murder of one of those couples is in custody. 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the subject of a 43-hour-long manhunt, was arrested near his home in Green Isle, Minnesota, late Sunday night. It's about 120 miles north of the Iowa border. Authorities say Bolter was armed at the time of his arrest. Mark Brule is the police chief in Brooklyn Park, the Minneapolis suburb where the former Speaker of the Minnesota House and her husband were murdered.
There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history. Just down at the scene where he was taken to custody, there was 20 different SWAT teams over an extremely large area hunting this individual down to take him into custody.
Minnesota officials say their investigation will continue to expand as they compile evidence for state and perhaps federal trials. Governor Tony Evers and lawmakers denounced a pair of politically motivated shootings in neighboring Minnesota. Governor Evers posted to social media on Saturday, calling the attack tragic and saying he is praying for the lawmakers affected by the shooting. A joint statement from legislative leaders from both parties denounced the shootings and called for the swift apprehension of the shooter. The early Saturday morning shooting claimed the lives of former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and seriously injured Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. The suspect in the weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin University. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, which closed in 2023 due to declining enrollment and financial challenges. Bolter is the suspect in the murders of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. Police say that Bolter, an employee of a private security firm, was impersonating a police officer and exchanged fire with police outside the Hortman home early Saturday morning. Democrats gathered for their annual state party convention in the Dells over the weekend as thousands of Wisconsinites rallied in communities across the state to oppose the policies of the Trump administration. Second District Congressman Mark Pocan told delegates that Trump regularly is thumbing his nose at the presidency and the American people. The theme of the convention was the road to 2026, and Governor Tony Evers urged delegates to keep that focus by organizing. Evers has yet to announce whether he'll seek a third term next year, a decision he said he'll reveal once work is finished on the next state budget. Delegates on the Sunday elected former executive director Devin Remicker as party chair following his endorsement by outgoing chair Ben Wickler. The DPW convention took place amid heightened security following Saturday morning's assassination of a state lawmaker in Minnesota. Madison and Milwaukee saw Wisconsin's largest No Kings protest over the weekend. An estimated 15,000 people gathered on UW's Library Mall Saturday afternoon and walked a mile down State Street to the state capitol, numbers similar to April's handoff march that followed the same route. Speakers included U.S. Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock of Georgia in person and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who addressed the crowd over the phone. In Milwaukee, an estimated 10,000 people rallied downtown to oppose President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Smaller events elsewhere around the state drew dozens of hundreds of participants as part of a nationwide day of protest, including Richland Center, Reedsburg, Baraboo, and Dodgeville. In Madison, three people were arrested by Capitol Police for spray painting the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial. A State Street building was also spray painted. A Wisconsin dairy farmer has alleged in a federal lawsuit that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing programs that favor minorities. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit today against the U.S. Department of Agriculture in federal court in Wisconsin on behalf of a white dairy farmer, Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges that the government continues to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that were instituted under former President Joe Biden. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in a USDA program. The Supreme Court is ordering a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted Monday after the court unanimously ruled earlier in June that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay state unemployment taxes. The New York case poses a similar issue because the state exempts religious employers if their purpose is to spread religious values and they primarily employ and serve people of their faith. But religious groups that serve and employ people, regardless of their beliefs, don't qualify for the exemption. The Trump administration's Justice Department has begun targeting Democratic and presidential swing states with demands for election data or changes to voter registration procedures. While the request may seem technical and mundane, collectively they suggest the department is moving away from its traditional stance of protecting access to the ballot box. Instead, the actions address concerns that have been raised by a host of conservative activists following years of false claims surrounding elections in the U.S. By targeting certain states, presidential battlegrounds, or those controlled by Democrats, they also could be foreshadowing an expanded role for the department in future elections. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level, as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting and amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released its 2024 economic impact data showing Vernon County tourism generated a record $77 million, which contributed to Wisconsin tourism's third consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide, all-time high visitation drove Wisconsin's tourism's record-breaking $25.8 billion in total economic impact last year. A boost in visitation, strong economic contributions from communities across Wisconsin, including Vernon County, and strategic investments in tourism promotion all helped drive the state's historic tourism year. Larkin Breckel, Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator, said, "It is exciting to see a record-breaking year in Vernon County and in the state of Wisconsin." She added, "Vernon County offers experiences that draw visitors from near and far." The $77 million tourism impact reflects real support for local entrepreneurs, jobs, and community vitality. Vernon County Tourism supported 523 jobs and generated $4.7 million in state and local tax revenue. At the state level, tourism generated $1.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. Without this revenue, each Wisconsin household would pay an additional $678 to maintain the current level of government services. Visit VernonCountyWI.gov to learn more about the things to explore in Vernon County. A third of Wisconsin's population doesn't drive, and that number is expected to grow. To address the issue, the state's Department of Transportation is taking action. There was a gathering last week of what's called the Non-Driver Advisory Committee. It comprised of advocates, service providers, and government officials, and they discussed how new technology and community partnerships can improve access for non-drivers. Most of the Wisconsin's non-drivers include seniors, students, people with disabilities, and low-income individuals. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 2.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 8.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 33.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49, while the most expensive was $3.49, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08. The national average is down 9.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "With Israel and Iran trading attacks, oil prices have surged to multi-month highs, setting the stage for additional price hikes at gas pumps across the country." He added, "As long as tensions in the Middle East continue to escalate, the risk of further impacts on oil prices remains high. For now, I expect gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, while diesel could climb 15 to 25 cents in the coming days. Motorists should prepare for what will likely be modest price increases for now, but the situation has the potential to worsen at any moment." Attorney General Josh Call joined a bipartisan coalition of 51 other attorneys general in filing an amicus brief in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit standing with military veterans and their families to ensure they receive full GI Bill education benefits by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The case, Yoon v. Collins, centers on Lieutenant Colonel Paul Yoon, a decorated Army veteran who served nearly 24 years, including deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kosovo. Despite the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Rudisill v. McDonough, the VA continues to deny LTC Yoon full GI Bill education benefits and has blocked him from transferring those benefits to his daughter. In Rudisill, the Supreme Court held that veterans who qualify under both the Montgomery and post-9/11 GI bills are entitled to 48 months of combined education benefits based on their total length of service. The VA's refusal to apply that ruling to LTC Yoon's case directly contradicts the Supreme Court's decision and undermines the federal government's commitment to those who have served. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is June 20th. Dane County deputies say they have managed to recover funds lost in a cryptocurrency scam. Deputies were able to get around $4,000 worth of cryptocurrency back from a criminal and return it to a victim. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says these situations are extremely rare because in most cases with these sorts of scams, once the money is gone, it is untraceable. The effort is only one of 10 times a recovery has been successful in Wisconsin. It's currently 70 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. The results of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals are in. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 71 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1224. Another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster, with Finley Carlson as first runner-up and Kinley Skinner as second runner-up. The The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toya Ragetz of Cassville. And rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta took first, Callie Parrish second, Mackenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota third, and Hadley Alderson of Onalaska fourth. In goat tying, Callie Parrish took first, Josie Waldenberger of Holman second, Brinley Hoffman of Townsend third, and Kalen Olendick of Toma took fourth. In pole bending, Kalen Olendick took first, Maddie McBride of Holman took second, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead third, and Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster took fourth. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson took first, Sage Kite of Oxford second, Lainey Skinner of Reedsburg placed third, and Kaylee Check of Toma fourth. In tie-down roping, Lucas Miller of Mineral Point took first, Keegan Cooley of Richland Center second, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids third, and Kyan Nelson of Toma fourth. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed first, Toy Raggett second, Braden Skyfe of Lancaster placed third, and Keegan Cooley fourth. In bareback riding, Cade Parrish placed first. Saddle Bronx, it was Trip Kite of Oxford in first. In bull riding, Jaron Grimsled of Gays Mills placed first. Cody Melodic of Wittenberg second. Hayden Olson of Sparta third. And Cade Parrish fourth. In team roping, Brady Breitsbrecher of Toma and Trey Carlson of Decorah, Iowa placed first. Nathan Van Ert and Cade Parrish second. Jace Locke of Bellevue, Iowa, and Clint Mitchell of Boscobel placed third, and Raylan Johnson and Lucas Miller placed fourth. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield placed first, Callie Parrish second, Lainey Lunn of Lime Springs, Iowa placed third, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman placed fourth. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed first, Cade Parrish second, Keegan Cooley third, and McKinley Stanton of Black River Falls placed fourth. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr placed first, Carly Guckenberger placed second, McKinley Stanton third, and Callie Parrish was fourth. In the shooting competitions, in light rifle, Josie Waldenberger placed first, Jenna Bretch of Reedsburg placed second, Colby Spielberg of Greenville placed third, and Jackson Borchardt of Clinton placed fourth. In trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first, Lucas Miller was second, Johnny Harms of Platteville placed third, and Piper Nowitzki of Clintonville placed fourth. The best of luck to all these contestants. Moving on to the National High School Rodeo Competition, being held July 13th through 19th in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Despite advancements in medical technology and research, men in the United States continue to live an average of almost 6 years less than women, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Men's Health Month, going on throughout June, is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be preventative with their health care. Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health of Gunderson encourages families to support the health of male family members.
One important thing for partners of men who maybe haven't had routine care, making sure that it comes across as a message of caring, a message of love, you know, telling them, hey, I care a lot about you. I want you to be as healthy as you can. Could you do this? And if you have to say, you know, could you do this for me? Would you just like, I know you don't want to, but just go there, have your wellness visit, you know, see how things go, make that my Mother's Day present or whatever, you know, things like that. I think that those aspects of sort of asking can be more well received than necessarily harping on someone to do something or getting frustrated with them. Because I think whoever that guy is, he probably knows that he has family, he has friends who he loves and cares about too. And when he can take care of his own health, he can kind of be the best that he can be for them.
One of the ways to support the health of men in our lives is to increase their understanding about mental health and risk factors. According to Mental Health America of Wisconsin, men make up over 75% of suicide victims in the U.S. In older men, suicide is most strongly associated with depression, physical pain and illness, living alone, and feelings of hopelessness and guilt.
I think mental health is on a lot of people's minds. And there's just really clear evidence that guys are less likely to talk about their feelings, you know? And a lot of it's probably just the way we're socialized and brought up to kind of suppress certain things. But super important, obviously, we all have little ups and downs here and there, but being able to talk with somebody about, you know, more significant depression, anxiety, and get help, whether or not, you know, it might be as simple as, you know, seeing a counselor twice and maybe coming up with some new strategies about how to deal with this stressful life situation, or it might be being on a medication, or it might be talking about a better, you know, exercise and sleep routine that helps you feel more well-rested so you're not feeling as stressed. So, like, there's tons of things, but I think it's important to mention that because I think guys, we're socialized to not really focus on it quite as much.
Men's Health Month, continuing throughout June, is a good opportunity to remind guys of the importance of preventative physical and mental health care. The community is invited to attend a free program on healthy living for your brain and body in partnership between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association. The program at 4 o'clock Wednesday is aimed at answering the questions, is there anything I can do to reduce my risk of developing dementia, and how much do lifestyle choices matter? Pam Kohlberg is the Crawford and Richland County Dementia Care Specialist with ADRC.
Any one of us that we're exposed to affects our brain, and we're finding out trauma affects our brain and our emotions affect our brain, like depression actually chemically changes our brain. So I was fascinated by this. And so as I worked in the regional office down on Main Street and I would encounter a lot of our neighbors who speak Spanish, I'd be like, well, why, what is it? You know, what can I do to help? How can I get this education? We happened to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association. So I said to them, could we do some education here for people who both speak Spanish and English about brain health? Would you send somebody all the way from Milwaukee to come and talk to us? So that's when I met Virginia Zerpa at a conference here that the Alzheimer's Association does every year. And so I got talking to her and I thought that would be great to have in our community because we have a lot of friends and neighbors who are Spanish speakers and a lot of businesses around here, right? La Fritanga, Delicia, Los Amigos. We have all these places. And I thought, well, here's an audience that could hear about brain health in a language that I can only speak, you know, solo and poco. So I wanted to bring Virginia out here.
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body is designed for a general audience, groups interested in healthy aging and those living with dementia, as well as caregivers, community members, neighbors, and friends. The inclusive program will list strategies for healthy decision-making and will be offered in both English and Spanish.
When you do community organization, you have to have your champions, you know, that will help take it to a new level. And I love to go eat the fried fish over at RC Taco. It tastes like lobster. It's so good. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching Carolina Rodriguez greet people at the door. And she's so warm and everybody walks in as if they're a friend, you know? And I thought, what a warm, welcoming person. And I thought, this is a nice space. I knew Carolina would love to make food and she would be so welcoming. And then we could have a talk there. So I talked with Virginia and Carolina, and we have the dementia care specialists from Grant County and Iowa County. So if people come from a different county, they don't have to be from Richland Center, then they can come talk to all these brain health experts that are going to gather and have some of Carolina's food. And Virginia will give us a talk, and we'll talk in both English and Spanish about what is brain health and how does it affect you and how can you avoid it. That there's more things impact our brain than we realize. And so where we position ourselves, how we're raised, you know, what we go throughout our life, both can lift up our life, you know, by learning a language, you're improving your brain, right? When you're exposed to environmental toxins, it's not so great. And what's the balance? They call that cognitive reserve. But I thought it would be great to get together with our friends and neighbors and have an event to talk about brain health.
Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body, a free program between the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country and the Alzheimer's Association, will be held Wednesday from 4 until 6 at RC Taco in Richland Center. To reserve a seat and meal, call Virginia Zerpa at 414-431-8811. There is no cost to attend. Forage producers, crop advisors, and agronomists are invited to attend the Southwest Wisconsin Forage and Cover Crops Field Day Wednesday from 1:30 to 4 at the Lancaster Ag Research Station. Spend time in the field with specialist Marta Coleman and Mark Renz looking at current UW trials investigating seeding alfalfa into rye, allelopathic cover crops in corn production, herbicide carryover in alfalfa, and new clover-safe pasture weed management options. This will be a free event hosted by UW Extension. If you have questions or would like to attend and need accommodations, contact Jordan Sattler at jordan.sattler@wisc.edu. It's 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:35. Today's vital statistics are next.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling Sales Event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
It's 72 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday, June 16th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler is survived by 4 children, Kurt Hostler of Waseca, Thomas and Nancy Hostler of Gutenberg, Iowa, Philip and Ione Hostler of Walsenburg, Colorado, and Trish and Scott Brugman of Steuben. 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and special friend Mary Lenz of Waseca. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Greg and Judy Alvin, Brian and Mandy Parker, Tom and Kelly Miller, Alex and Elena Sapek, Christian and Kim Sapek, Jared and Cassie Hornby, and Jerry and Glee Moore. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We continue to track some pockets of showers and thunderstorms drifting slowly west to east across southern Wisconsin, so keep those umbrellas handy. Eventually, this may end as we get deeper into the afternoon, but then some more storms should break out in Minnesota and northwest Iowa ahead of a weak cool front. The remnants of those could reach us later tonight or tomorrow. Otherwise, expect some seasonably warm and humid conditions building in the next couple of days. We could also see some heavy rain come through Wednesday morning as low pressure slides up from Missouri into Iowa and Illinois all the way through southeast Wisconsin. Could squeeze out a couple inches of rain in spots, so be sure to check in for updates. The other big news will be an impending dose of heat by the weekend. Temperatures could be soaring into the 90s, so be prepared for some high heat index readings out there. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and humid. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm as temperatures reach the upper 70s. South to southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, variably cloudy and sticky with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Low at 65. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and humid. Isolated showers or storms are possible, high about 83, west wind between 5 and 10. Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms may be becoming widespread late, low at 63. Wednesday, periods of heavy rain and storms tapering down later, high 77. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy, pretty nice summer day, low 59 with a high of 80. Friday, mixed skies with isolated thunderstorms during the day, but they may become more widespread at night. Low 60, high 81. Saturday, a slight chance of a thundershower around daybreak, otherwise some sun developing, hot and humid. Low 66, high of 91. And Sunday, lots of sunshine, steamy with a high of 94. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a hazy 73 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 73, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 73. The record high for this date, 95, set in 1946. The record low, 37, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 65. Sunset tonight will be at 8:44 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 2 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.0. Relative humidity is 89%. And we have received 56 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a hazy 73 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A sampling of talking points from the recent World Pork Expo, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. As you might guess, there was plenty of buzz about ag policy, the farm bill, tariffs and trade, and animal health at the recent World Pork Expo, and a bit of optimism as well. Some of it had to do with the political future of California's Proposition 12. Here's Brian Humphreys, CEO of the National Pork Producers Council.
The state of California should not be able to tell producers in Texas or in Pennsylvania or in Iowa how to raise their livestock or produce food. If those states want to do it, no problem. But regulating outside your borders is still Congress's authority. And so we expect a solution coming quickly to that.
And Kevin Stuckey, Sow Division Manager at Cooper Farms in Ohio, suggested the industry has its challenges, but there's some potential for good things to happen as well.
For the last few years, when the markets haven't been as good, and you don't have good production, and you don't have good health, that's when things get really, really critical for us. So just being able to maintain healthy animals, safe farms, the labor situation can be tough at times. And thank goodness MPPC really came through for us to get that issue straightened out.
Both Stuckey and Humphrey were interviewed by the AgriPulse News Service. There's a link to the clip at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Many in the agriculture industry have expressed concern about how the uptick in the Department of Homeland Security's employment enforcement efforts are affecting farm labor. President Trump told reporters last week farmers are being hurt by the raids.
You know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have.
He said an immigration order would be coming soon for the farm and leisure industries. In testimony before the House Ag Committee last week, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the president's committed to ensuring immigration laws are followed, but she said the administration understands the challenges facing agriculture.
Finding the labor that is necessary to produce not only for their farms to be able to basically stay in business, but also to your point, this is much bigger than that. This is a national security issue.
Last week, federal agents carried out a raid at Glen Valley Foods, a small meat processing facility in Omaha, Nebraska. The owner of the facility told reporters he uses the federal E-Verify program to avoid hiring unauthorized workers. While E-Verify is designed to help businesses maintain a legal workforce, U.S. Senator from Nebraska Pete Ricketts says it isn't perfect.
When it comes to using systems like E-Verify, while that is a tool, that is certainly, doesn't mean that that's the end of it.
In a call with reporters, he said he'd like to work with employers to figure out a way to do more to verify employment status. The ag industry struggled with labor for years, relying heavily on a migrant workforce. Ag groups have continued to push for labor reforms, but measures have repeatedly failed to pass Congress. A field service representative says recent weather conditions in parts of Kansas have created an ideal environment for tar spot to develop. Jared Miller with FMC Corporation says so far pressure's been low,
but with the amount of moisture we've been having and with some heat now, be on the lookout. I do think that is something that's going to rear its head again.
Kansas State University has confirmed the fungal disease in Doniphan County, which borders Nebraska and Missouri. Tar spot's also been identified in Indiana this year. A farmer in West Central Missouri says he was pleasantly surprised to see the U.S. EPA propose a blending increase for biomass-based diesel next year.
That was kind of the great way to start the weekend.
Garrett Rieckhoff says more biofuels creates demand for U.S.-grown crops.
Most all renewable fuels use corn and soybeans that are grown in Missouri to create that feedstock, or it is the feedstock to create that fuel.
The U.S. EPA has proposed total renewable volume obligations of more than 24 billion gallons for next year, including 5.6 billion gallons of biomass-based diesel, an increase from the industry's ask of 5.25 billion gallons. The U.S. EPA is expected to finalize RVOs in the fall. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian and Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our Sensov dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are sharply higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week as buyers and sellers prepare for business ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. However, business last week started on Wednesday with live deals in the South ranging from $232 to $240, mostly $235, which was $4 to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Northern dress business had a range of $378 to $383, mostly $380, which was generally steady with the prior week's business. In Nebraska last week, steers weighing less than 700 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds were steady to $4 higher. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for weaned and balling calves. and yearlings. Demand was also good for fall bred calves. Medium and large one feeder steers, 852 to 899 pounds, brought $299 to $323. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 820 to 837 pounds, brought $291 to $307. Box beef was sharply higher at midday on solid demand for fairly light off ranks. Choice up 203 at $379.91. Select was 267 higher at $366.17. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors are starting a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts despite the lower numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support, but China remains the wild card. Domestic demand has also seen a boost recently. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up 251 with a weighted average of 106.56. Prices at the regional directs were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $2 higher at $74. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up 87 cents at $118.93. All of the primals, but the ribs, were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Soybeans are mostly higher, corn's down, cattle and hogs are up sharply. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mostly modestly higher as they continue to follow bean oil, which is making another run to new highs on last week's bullish RVO numbers. Meal is being pushed to new lows by demand questions. July beans are down now a penny lower, let's call it, at 1068 and three quarters. August is up 1 3/4 at 1070 and three quarters. July bean meal is down $7.40 at 284.50. July bean oil is up 387 points at 54.48. Corn is lower, expecting the USDA to raise the crop condition rating in the weekly update, and there's some spillover pressure from bean meal as well. Crop weather looks mostly favorable over the near term. July corn's down a dime at 434 and a half. September's 9 1/4 lower at 419 and a quarter. And wheat's lower, with Chicago and Kansas City watching the winter crop harvest and Minneapolis down on rain chances. July Chicago's 7 1/2 lower at 736 and a quarter. July Kansas City's down 5 1/2 at 535 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat is 11 1/2 lower at 623. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, supported by the recent fundamentals. That includes box beef being sharply higher at midday today. August live's up 262 at 215.20. October's 250 higher at 212.42. August feeder's up 347 at 309.80. September's 347 higher at 308.95. And hogs are supported by cash and wholesale business today. Cash business is sharply higher. Pork was up at midday. July lean's 210 higher at 111.57. August is up $2 at 112.15. Crude oil is right at $72 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Dairy products for those who are lactose intolerant. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. June is Dairy Month. But just because you might be lactose intolerant, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy some dairy products. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says lactose-free milk is a great option. But what exactly is it?
Lactose-free milk is real milk. The only difference is that lactase enzyme has been added to it. And what that does is it breaks down the natural sugar that's found in milk into simpler sugars. So individuals who have trouble digesting lactose can now enjoy dairy foods without any discomfort at all. There are a wide variety of lactose-free products out there these days. And if you look to the label, you'll see that they're all clearly labeled as lactose-free.
Companies like Prairie Farms Dairy have launched an entire line, which includes lactose-free whole milk, 2%, chocolate, and half and half. Kobani has expanded its offering with lactose-free Greek yogurt. Many of those lactose-free products are also fortified with calcium, vitamin D, and protein to support bone and muscle health in older adults. And nostalgic comfort foods like mac and cheese and cottage cheese are being reimagined in lactose-free formats. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
The news this hour is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland, San